This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I am Bonnie North. We are here in front of a live audience at the Cedarburg Cultural Center. This is a special edition of our Lake Effect on-site series, and it's also a special edition of the show as we say goodbye to our longtime executive producer and co-host who's leaving for a new position in upstate New York.
It is a good time, yeah. It is a good time for us to be in Cedarburg because it is Strawberry Festival Eve, the time each year when the city is overrun by fans of the delicious fruit and its many incarnations, pies, preserves, and wines. The festival, now into its 34th year, takes over the city's adorable downtown and bathes it in hues of pink and red.
And that is where we start this edition of Lake Effect On-Site. We're joined by Jim Pape, who's the founder of the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival and Cedar Creek Winery, as well as by Steve Danner on my right over there, who manages the winery, and BJ Homayouni, the executive director of Festivals of Cedarburg. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we can see what the festival is about to look like this year. I mean, I imagine we'll talk a little bit about what it's going to look like this year. But I want to flash back and ask what the festival was like 34 years ago.
In 1986, the fire department had a music festival, and they decided to drop the fourth weekend in June for that festival. And they had always, for 30 years, had good weather. We decided that would be a great opportunity to pick up that date for an event. And we were making sparkling strawberry wine at the time. And so we said, let's do a strawberry festival. So that was kind of the seeds of the whole idea, an open date and an opportunity to promote ourselves and the city with a new festival.
So how has it changed in the 3+ decades? Obviously, way more people come.
Well, yes. I mean, since then, we joined with the Chamber of Commerce to co-sponsor the event. And then it spread throughout the community. And so they became a community-wide event. And then when the street was closed, then it really opened up the festival to much more activities and much more people participating.
Let me throw this question to all three of you and maybe get each of your perspectives on it. How important to the strawberry industry at large is the festival, and how important to the festival is the strawberry business around the region?
Well, when we started, we had a grower, a Jerome Fechter, who had a strawberry farm. And he was our co-sponsor, you might say, of the event. And then since then, you know, he has converted his strawberry farm into a subdivision, so no longer
not longer quite
was a resource.
Tasty. Yeah.
But we now have other sources.
We have everything strawberry you can think of, so of course it's very important. Plus, it's one of the favorite fruits of everybody, and it really kind of signifies summer. Strawberry Festival is one of the first large events that Ozaukee County has that kicks off our summer, so it's definitely an important aspect.
Do we have any strawberry fans in the audience tonight?
Maybe ask them if they have any strawberry wine fans.
Yes.
<audience.
laughs>
They're the ones that are having a harder time sitting up.
Yes.
At the winery, the strawberry blush wine is seasonal. We've always released it mid-May, but the last, I don't know, 10 years, we started releasing it a little bit early. Now we release it mid-April. We had gotten to a point where we had run out on a Sunday afternoon of Strawberry Festival. And it's problematic, but it wasn't the end of the world. Hey, it's 3:30. You showed up. Shoot, we should have came earlier. and that was okay. So we made a little bit more, and then we started running out like the first week in July. 10 years before that, it might last until September. You don't know. But then all of a sudden, first week in July, it's gone. First week in July, it's gone. The next year, all of a sudden, we're starting to limit it in May. And unless you're buying a whole lot, a truckload, you can't buy any in June because we needed to get to Strawberry Festival. We sold out Saturday afternoon of Strawberry Festival. There wasn't a riot, okay?
It is Cedarburg. It is Cedarburg. There wouldn't be a riot.
No, but let's just say displeasures were expressed.
Yep.
Notes were taken. And so we just very much agree. We're not running out during Strawberry Fest anymore.
When do you start producing the wine? How long does it take to get it ready for market?
We bottled it a couple months ago, but really it started last season's grapes. It's a grape wine. We use Sauvignon Blanc grapes that our grower grows for us in New York. Grapes are brought in. We do those in the fall, make a base, and then we add a strawberry syrup. And we do use a grape wine because it's a little bit more stable. We kind of, consistency of knowing what we're working with, rather than trying to use fresh strawberries, it might be a little bit different.
Why are strawberries kind of synonymous with this part of Wisconsin? What makes strawberries in Cedarburg a good fit?
They're available this time of the year, not any other time of the year, so it seems logical to pick that fruit that goes when you want to do that festival, right?
It's a timing thing.
Which is why this is not a peach festival.
Right.
Fair point.
Yeah, they're the first fruit, too, though. I mean, what can you have before this?
Right.
That's a good point.
Fruit, I think broccoli's out, but that just didn't seem like the right choice.
Pea pods. Yeah,
right.
Somehow it just doesn't have the same.
Right. The pea pod festival.
The pea pod festival. So
we are talking on Strawberry Festival Eve, but I'm curious because, BJ, you are the director of festivals of Cedarburg. How does the Strawberry Festival fit in the context of the other things that go on here over the course of the year?
This is the biggest event for us, so it's really kind of our jumping off for the season kind of festival. We just have so much to do with it. It's so big, and it's so amazing, and we just have a lot of partners involved in it, so it's a really good catalyst to start the whole festival season.
Well, and I would imagine that one of the things that Strawberry Festival would do is introduce a lot of people to Cedarburg who might not otherwise have found their way up here.
Yeah, you know, Strawberry Festival, a number of years ago we did we got the Guinness Book of World Records in our partnership with Kemp's, and we have,
What was the record for?
For the largest scoop of ice cream, which was 1,310 pounds, I believe, if I remember correctly. We've had a couple of records.
I want to see the cone that held that.
Well, it was actually, they had to create a bowl to do it, and it had to look like an ice cream cone, and we had to serve every inch of it to all the people.
So there is none left.
That actually put us on the map, and we were heard about all the way in India and other places. So, this is the one that really gives us the publicity.
So we just have a few seconds left, but briefly for each of you, what are you looking forward to most about this year's festival?
Well, really, we hope that it's going to be good weather this weekend because it's weather dependent. So that's my focus.
Good hope.
Good weather. For us, we have the new, we're building the park is a bigger area, so it's party in the park. And so we're going to have the blues. We're partnering with another nonprofit to do a new blues thing in the park, and we're hoping that that's going to be a big success for us.
I like seeing some of the customers that come once or twice a year. They always come at Strawberry Fest, or they come Strawberry Fest at another festival, and just have them stop and say hello. I like to hear how they've been doing, what they've been doing.
Great.
Very cool.
That was Steve Danner, General Manager of Cedar Creek Winery. Jim Pape is the founder of Cedar Creek Winery and the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival. And BJ Humayuni is the Executive Director for Festivals of Cedarburg. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.